Blog Talk Radio.
I saw the light,
saw the light
in the time
of the light,
saw the light at the end of the road,
saw the light,
I saw the light,
saw the light
into the highway. Sweet Jesus sitting at the throne, and he said, son,
you are a sinner,
and you went the way.
Well, hee-haw, this is Nick Baker. And welcome to Become More Than I Am Now. Last week, I talked about the 50-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting that killed 25 people. Today, knowing that our families are celebrating Christmas without their loved ones, and I know those who are nestling, and those who lost a child or a loved one in the Sandy Hook shooting, this Christmas is tough on families. I've been taking care of the orphans for the past 12 years since I was in the Boy Scouts until I partnered up for this ministry, Dave Hansen, Paul Butler, and Jan Butler. I am grateful to have them here and a part of my life. They're great people. Come on down all to the Tri-State Family Credit Center this Sunday. We are doing a Christmas service and a Christmas a celebration, and those who lost a loved one in the Sandy Hook shooting, and you want a clear mind, and you're looking for a bold and dynamic church, right here at this church is a evangelical church, and we actually talk about a life-changing experience and all the evilness that is going on here. Even Monday night, when I was at Kmart, I bought the book written by John Hagee himself. And he's well-known for the Four Blood Moons. I have it here at the church, and the book is called The Three Heavens, Angels, Demons, and What Lies Ahead, and it's a good book. I recommend you to get it, and what the back says, battles are raging between angels and demons over you. And also the back says, John Hagee's breathtaking biblical tour of the three heavens take you inside the timeless clash between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, and explains why the battle makes all the difference in this world and the world to come. And the three heavens, Hagee uses the word of God, science, and incredible true stories of the supernatural to explore the first heaven. He then exposes Satan's diabolical tactics in the second heaven and how they affect each one of us. Finally, he looks at the deep riches of the third heaven and how our hope of the eternal home changes our life on earth. But I am doing a sermon series called Hope based on the book on when by John Hagee. I want to read you a scripture out of the New King James Bible, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, and it says, in verse 7, it says, then Herod, when he had a secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. But Herod is the most evil man on earth, the most evil king on earth. He worships Satan, and he was annoyed that Jesus was born. And listen to this. Verse 9. It says, when they heard the king, actually verse 10, says, verse 10 says, I'll read it again. When they saw the star, they rejoiced the exceedingly great joy. And there is always joy in that birth. Every mother has joy when she sees a child. I'll say it again. A mother has great joy when she sees her child. Verse 11 says, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down to worship him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But I know with all of the great joy, all of the happiness that these people got out of this child, and this child died on the cross for us. He took the nails and took our sins from us. He took the baggage that we had on our shoulders with him. He told the thief, remember me, and I'll see you in paradise. That's when Jesus died on the cross. Died on the cross for us. And he said, remember me until I see you in paradise. All of the joy, all of the happiness came. All of the sadness, depression, wiped away when Jesus was born on Christmas Day. That's what my buddy George said last week. Saint Nick is not Santa Claus. Saint Nick is Nicodemus, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. The 12 disciples that betrayed him. One of the 12 disciples that betrayed Christ, along with Judas. But it's amazing, all of the joy and happiness, get rid of the sadness, get rid of the depression, and give it all to Jesus. Knowing that you lost a loved one 5 years ago in that Sandy Hook Elementary School doesn't mean that your child is there, not there. Just because your child's not there in person doesn't mean he or she is not there in spirit. He is there. She is there in spirit. Your child is alive. Just because the body's dead doesn't mean the child's dead. Because your child is in a born-again body. Brand new body. Because when you die, it doesn't mean your original body, it doesn't mean you're dead. You're alive. You'll be alive. You'll still be alive. But in a new body. Not the same body. Because your body's a nutshell. That would drop. But I'm gonna skip down a few verses. I want you to realize all of the evilness and the mind-boggling violence, because recently, this past Sunday, there was a terrorist attack recently, a tractor trailer in the same place where Muhammad ran over 1,000 people, same place. And listen to this, verse 16 in the King James. It says, then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, he was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth to put to death all the male children 2 years who were in Bethlehem and all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. He killed all those innocent children. Why? Because he is evil. The most evil man there is. The most evil man. And I want you to realize all of the evilness that is going on and why I'm reading this. And it says, according to the time which he was determined from the wise men, then he was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, Lamentations, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping from her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Because there is no more comfort. Because somebody that you go for comfort, it's not there anymore. But there is Jesus. that will comfort you. He will comfort you no matter what. He will comfort you because he loves you. He died for you. He will do whatever is best to take care of you. Verse 19 says, "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. And those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he rose, then the young child and his mother, and came to the land of Israel. And when he heard the Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in the dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. But this is the most horrific thing to think of. What do you think the children in Syria is going through right now? They're going through a lot of terrifying things that they see their parents, families, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, cousins, uncles being murdered in front of them by the Islamic terrorist group. And it's mind-boggling. The Muslims take the orphans and stick them in ovens. Bread eaters. Bread eaters. I'll say it again. Bread eaters. To be burned alive. Just like the Jews being burned alive in those burning ovens in the concentration camps during World War II. Just as bad. Worse. And I ask that you pray for them. Pray for the kids. Pray for the families who are holding grudges against the Muslims. Oh, the Muslims are not all bad. Of course they are. They murder Christians, behead men, rape women, kill, burn children. But we have to forgive them. Don't hold grudges against them. Don't hold grudges on the government. Knowing that they mistreat the disabled, mistreat the veterans, stick them on the streets to be homeless, and not care about the drug addicts, toss the drug addicts in jail or stick them in the rehab, because they're enjoying the sinful things that the drug addicts and the alcoholics do. They don't care. They don't care. Because, I ask that you put the government behind you. Put God in front of you. When you put God in front of you, you'll be happier. You'll be a brand new person when you put the government in front of you. Because I challenge you, this Sunday, this Christmas Day, I challenge you to put Jesus first. Put God first. And focus on what is important. Focus on what is in front of you, what God has for you. Because when you put God first, and when you sow that seed, God is going to plant it until that seed takes root. God, that seed is going to take root. Oh, Nick, how can I get a job? I'm disabled. Stop that! Stop that! Clear your mind! Stop focusing on your disability. Focus on your abilities. Big Jesus, concentrate on your abilities, not your disabilities. Stop focusing on your disabilities. And that's the reason why you can't do things in life that you want to do because you're focusing on the negativity. Stop thinking about the negativity. Think about the positive. Think about what Jesus has planned for you. Think about the job that you wanted. Just because you're disabled doesn't mean it can work. Doesn't mean you can't do the fun activities. Because Jesus focused on your abilities, not your disabilities. Because he loves you who you are. He loves you. He died for you. He doesn't care that you're disabled. He looks at you as a normal person. That's the purpose of this, my friends. That's the purpose of Christmas. That's the purpose of reality. That's the purpose of this world. That's the purpose, the reason why of the crucifixion. That's the purpose of the eternal life. Big Jesus said this, I will love you no matter what. Cry on my shoulders. Cry on me. I give my shoulders to you. That's what Jesus said. I give my shoulders to you. Mary, 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 why are you weeping? Well, because my Lord and Savior is gone. My teacher's gone. Mary, I'm here. It's me. Mary got scared when she saw Jesus because she loved Jesus and she wept over his grave. And those parents lost their child and the St. Hook shooting is weeping, wept over their loved one's grave. Wept because these people are weeping. They wept. Jesus wept. Why can't you weep? I weep. I cry. I cry all the time. Why? Because there are children that come here to the church on Thursday morning. Orphans. People, the children don't know God. Don't know Jesus. Every time I try to minister to them, I cry. I can't hold it in. So heartbreaking, my friends. I cried at Roy's Corner at Sunday. At the Christmas, at the pancake breakfast at Roy's Corner. I cried. I wept. Because it's all a little girl. But Father. Those kids. Don't know what it's like to be loved. I ask that you donate to the Tri-State Family Credit Center. Show those kids love. Show them that you care. I'm going to pray before I close. Father, yes, I'm weeping. Because there's orphans out there who don't know who you are, Jesus. And I will weep over them every day, every week. Because they don't know about you, Jesus. They don't know who you are. They don't know because I am a sinner myself, Jesus. And I left all those kids this Christmas season. I left up the families, lost their loved ones. And I ask that you rain on these kids. And I ask that you do what's best to protect them. Because I cried when I told that little girl what her father don't have a mother. All alone. She doesn't know that you are there for her. And I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross today. This Christmas season. Because it's all about you, Jesus. And I thank you. And I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, man. My friends, I know all of the heartbreaking things that's going on right now, all of the evilness that's going on right now, but I ask that you donate to the Tri-State Family Christian Center. It doesn't matter how you do it. You can mail it to 100 Faith Court, Fortress, New York. Or you could come here anytime during the week, except Mondays, because the pastor's not here on Mondays. You could come on Tuesdays. You could come on Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, or during the weekend. It doesn't matter. But those. God is planting the seed. If God is calling you to take care of the families in need, this, now is the perfect time to do it. Next, we have four boxes here. One for the camp, one for the First Jude Church, one for the family, and one for the warm station. But there are families out there. And I would appreciate it, my friends, if you donate your time to come here or mail your check. It doesn't matter how much you could pay. It could be $20, $40, $100. It doesn't matter. But it would be a perfect gift for those families. Do what's best, my friends, in this Christmas season. If you see a child like I did, give that child a teddy bear. And I'm going to close with, by the way, remember, my friends, what I said. The purpose of this sermon and why I'm doing this sermon. Remember, keep faith, love God. God bless you.